You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You join me again here on RNIB Connect Radio at the launch of the Scene exhibition in our London office, the Grimaldi Building. 22 portraits taken by Welsh photojournalist and portrait photographer Joshua Brett. And I'm now joined by Anna Tyler, who is our Chair of Trustees here at the RNIB and features in the exhibition. Anna, what was it like being photographed by Josh?
It was great fun, Toby. I have a sort of fear of being photographed. I'm the sort of person that steps sideways out of photos to avoid having my photo taken. But I loved it. He was so brilliant. He's such a professional. He put me at my ease and he told me all kinds of interesting stories and he asked me all kinds of interesting questions. And before I knew it, we were in conversation and it was incidental. And actually, I suddenly realised I'm quite enjoying this. It was brilliant. And he's a very great talent.
And you were able to choose where you were photographed and you chose to be photographed here in the Grimaldi Building. Why was that?
Yes, I did. And I chose to be photographed in front of the archive. So there's just everything from, you know, the sort of eye test chart to the old sooty collection boxes, because I think that RNIB has been such an important part of my life over the recent years in the chairing role, and it's been the privilege of my life, and I think it's a fabulous thing to represent, and I just wanted to be photographed in front of our history.
That's great as well. And sometimes when you are photographed and the photograph's described to you, you suddenly find out things about yourself. Did you find anything about yourself from listening to the audio description of your portrait?
I have a slight horror of the whole thing, I have to say, that I think, you know, I'm one of those people that it might be a little bit self-critical. I don't know that I learned anything. I might have winced a bit.
But the great thing about this exhibition, of course, is not only to show, I suppose, the general public what blind and partially sighted people can do and about us as individuals and not to be seen by our blindness or our sight loss.
Absolutely. And I think that's the journey that he went on when he first started thinking about taking these photographs. But it's the most phenomenal exhibition and it's full of people doing really interesting things. So there's a lawyer, there's a drag artist, you know, there are sportsmen, ex-soldiers, ex-cabinet minister, all kinds of people. And it shows ability. And I think in the interview that we've just done upstairs, the conversation that Josh and I have just had in front of our invited guests this evening, that's exactly what we've been talking about, the net contribution that all of the people who have been sitters have made to the world in which we live now, and by extension, the contribution that people with sight loss has made to the way that society works. If you just think of everything from the rise of the audiobook to the QWERTY keyboard, when you put your ticket through the machine at the airport, the ocular character recognition on a barcode, all of these have got their origins in solving problems around sight loss. And we are net contributors. We have to remember that. And that's what this exhibition celebrates.
Well, Anna, that's a lovely note to leave on. And thank you very much indeed for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's a pleasure, Toby.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.